A father from West Cornwall is taking a stand against what he calls a dangerously addictive social media feature that he says, in his words, not mine, is torturing his children. Now, he's so worried he's launched a petition calling for the company Snapchat to remove a feature which is called Streaks, and that measures if you've had daily contact with friends. Well, Snapchat is a free app for smartphones. It allows you to send pictures and videos, which then disappear after an allotted time. And it's reported to be one of the most important social networks for the 18 to 24-year-old group. Now, I know you, a lot of you listening are over that age group, but your children and grandchildren certainly won't be. Well, our reporter Tamsin Melville has been speaking to concerned dad Johnny Wells. He says while social media can be fun, certain parts of it, like these streaks, are very worrying.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think we're out of the ordinary with that either. Because of the need to do it every day, you have an issue where, you know, if they haven't got Wi-Fi or, you know, they can't get online for whatever reason, it becomes a real a problem for children. And over Christmas, we've been talking to a lot of friends, and in pretty much every single situation or every single conversation, it's turned to social media because it's something that as parents we are concerned about, you know, concerned about the amount of time kids are spending on social media. And it looks to me as a very toxic, dangerous place for teenagers to be allowed to go. And, you know, Snapchat is an app that you can go on from 13. And this is something that is really, it's an addictive part of the app.
Has your daughter been upset by it then? You've been unhappy about how she's been reacting to it?
It's just made her withdrawn, really, because she has this thing that they need to do. In every case, you know, you talk to a lot of parents about it and the reaction is the same. You know, they become more withdrawn and they have to get on their phone at some point every day to update these streaks. It is difficult to stop them using social media. There is lots of issues with social media that as adults we look at social media and see dangers. As children, you know, they are the millennial generation. You know, they're digital natives who've grown up with this stuff. This is how they live their lives, and they are quite savvy with it. We need to be savvy as well and protect them in areas where we see it's affecting them socially. I didn't know anything about streaks, and you know, what else don't I know about social media that's going on with kids? It's scary, it's really frightening.
Well, that's Johnny Wells from West Cornwall talking to our reporter Tamsin Melville. Well, experts are warning social media generally is having a huge impact on the mental health of children and are now calling on more to be done about it. Emily Cherry is from the children's charity, the NSPCC. Now, she says there needs to be more research into the psychological effects.
So we are seeing big rises in the number of children hospitalised each year from self-harm. We did some research earlier in the year which showed that 3,000 children in the southwest alone were hospitalised last year for self-harm. Now, we can't say all of those were around social media, but we are hearing constantly from children on the helpline who are feeling suicidal that social media is having a huge effect on their low self-esteem, low confidence, and even though they may have hundreds or thousands of friends, they're feeling lonely. So the online world can be a really great place, but it can also be somewhere that just doesn't give children the right encouragement to be themselves and feel like they've got people to speak to. We need parents to have conversations, set boundaries, and make sure children know how to use the tech safely. We need schools to be reinforcing that and also having same conversations and having really good quality education that focuses on the healthy relationship side of being online. And lastly, we really need the internet industry to step up. They need to make sure that child safety is at the heart of every single site and app and game that is put out there for children.
Okay, we're going to the MMU University in just a moment's time in Manchester. Well, we've asked Snapchat for a response to the petition that's been launched. A spokesman said they did not want to comment on the record, but the firm does say in its publicity material that unlike other social media, there are no follower accounts, likes and shares or comments on Snapchat. It's about expressing yourself in that moment. It says no one under the age of 13 is allowed to create an account or use the services, and there is an active trust, they say, and safety team who respond to reports and concerns. Let's hear from Professor Andy Phippin. He's from Camelford. He's a professor of social responsibility in IT at Plymouth University. He says the problem isn't just confined to Snapchat.
I'm not sure that Shriek's had something specific. I mean, if you look at most social media platforms, there are pressures to be popular. So on Facebook, you have friends and likes on your comments and things. On Instagram, you have followers and people liking things. On something like Musical.ly, you have the need to have followers and things. They, by their nature, encourage us to wish to be popular. And I think that Shriek's is one example of that. But I think there's a more fundamental issue in understanding why there is this need to be popular and what popular actually means for young people as well.
It is true, isn't it? Professor Phippin also says we need to talk to the youngsters, your grandchildren, your children, about how they use apps like this.
As adults, we've had relationships, we've had communications with people, we understand hopefully more about what popularity actually is and the importance of strong relationships rather than lots of relationships. And I think those are the conversations we can have without specifically knowing about the apps. And also we can learn from young people ourselves by just talking to them about what they use these things for and what these things are. I think the risk is that young people are scared that we'll take their devices off them and take the platforms away from them. But if we're going to approach you from, all right, let's talk about it, rather than I'm worried, I'd like to take this off you, I think you could actually have some very positive conversation with young people about this sort of thing.
Well, Bex Lewis is on the line. Bex is a senior lecturer in digital marketing at Manchester Metropolitan University. I know it well. I used to drive my daughter up there for many years. She's written a book called Bringing Up Children in the Digital Age, and she's live on the line. Bex, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Good to get you on. For those of us tuned in who are not quite savvy and sure, can you explain exactly what Snapchat is?
So Snapchat, when it was originally created, was people send a picture that takes, and you send it to a friend, and you can choose whether they see the picture for 2 seconds or 10 seconds. It's now evolved into a platform where people will post images for up to 24 hours, and young people absolutely love it because the stuff disappears and doesn't stay online in the way that other platforms do. It's had a really bad reputation as a sexting app,
yes,
and that's what everyone knew it as, but I've talked to quite a lot of young people and they're really cross when people say that, because they say this is just the tool we use and that's not what anyone I know is using it for.
Right, so why are parents and other people concerned about these so-called streaks then? Is my understanding is that if you don't go on it every day, you lose something. You lose your credibility, you lose your followers, you lose something.
You lose credibility, I guess. I mean, it's a form of gamification, isn't it? And that's where I think we've got to look at where are those pressures coming from. My belief is always that technology shapes the possibilities of what we can do, but we ultimately choose what we, you know, which buttons we press and which things we engage with. And so I think it's a problem about the culture around the technology, the way we talk about it. We talk about it as dangerous and difficult and all these kind of
things. Bex, look, you're the expert, I'm not.
Yeah.
Do you think potentially it is dangerous?
I think we spend too much time looking at the dangers. I definitely think we need to look at the risks. I think we need to look at being healthier. But fundamentally, we live in a world where we're a lot less in danger than we have in previous years. And so we're kind of panicking about other stuff. And I think we talk so much about everything that can go wrong on technology that we don't look at actually how we can create a healthy environment. And all your previous speakers have talked about the essence of conversation. And I think that is really key. And one of the things I spend a lot of time doing is talking to groups, youth workers and schools, and saying, talk about this stuff all the time. Talk about it at home, make the companies talk about it, make the government talk about it. And talk about what you're actually doing and what you're comfortable about. Because I think a lot of what people are doing is not addiction. It's really bad habits. And if they knew that there wasn't pressure from everyone else, it would be a lot easier for people to kind of deal with it. I think it's just a contemporary form of peer pressure that we've always had.
It's interesting, though, because it's changed. I mean, in my day, yes, I'm knocking on a bit now, we didn't even have mobile phones, let alone social media and the internet. I mean, but we learned to talk. And you see youngsters these days, they've lost the art of conversation. If it's not online on Snapchat or YouTube or some other, you know, Facebook or Twitter or something, they're not interested.
Well, I'm not sure that's true. I mean, I use things like Pokemon, and it's been great for my nieces love it, and my next-door neighbour, their grandson was around. I had a 20-minute conversation with them about Pokemon because I play it. And I think it's about thinking about actually how can we develop conversations